And the candidates are looking for the swing voters. They're also looking for the youth vote, but how to get it? It's a problem every 4 years, but it's gotten worse in the last two presidential elections as fewer young people go to the polls. This time, groups registering young people to vote are working especially hard as they remember how close the Bush-Gore election was. They're trying all sorts of techniques, including using celebrities on their billboards. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca has more.
High above Times Square, the plan is for Christina Aguilera to have her mouth sewn shut. No, a radical faction of the Britney Spears fan club didn't just go crazy. It's a billboard for Declare Yourself, one of the many organizations trying to convince young people that when it comes to democracy, they have a voice. Get it? A voice, singer, with her mouth sewn shut, huh? Muzzled Pop-Tarts aside, the fact is that 18 to 24-year-olds tend to stay home on Election Day like no other age group. But while youth turnout hasn't even hit 50% in the last seven presidential elections, this year, young people are being courted. The reason is that this is such a close election, and polls show that young people are pretty evenly split between the candidates and therefore up for grabs. So says Ian Rowe of MTV's Choose or Lose campaign.
Now the realization that young people don't necessarily vote Democrat we believe, have made both parties recognize that this year young people really can be the swing vote because they truly are up for grabs. It's more than 20 million votes, and it's likely that they're going to represent nearly 20% of the actual number of votes that are cast in the election.
Choose or Lose is MTV's effort to educate its audience about civic issues. As Melody Noel, who is walking through Times Square, can attest, it's a loyal audience.
Whatever they say on MTV, I listen to.
TV shows, websites, and celebrity backing are MTV's weapons, but they're up against profound societal trends. Experts and activists will tell you that people vote when they feel like stakeholders. For many people, that sense just comes with age. 28-year-old Ta-Nehisi Coates has been eligible to vote in the last two presidential elections, but has only recently begun to feel like a stakeholder.
Are you registered?
Yeah, I am.
Do you usually vote?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't know, actually. I don't know, but I've never voted before now. I probably have never felt more invested. I don't know. I'm an adult now. I got a son myself. So, you know, there are a lot of reasons to actually vote. I think in general, at least for me, you know, all I can say is once you feel invested in the process, you know, like you got something to lose.
Rock the Vote's political director, Hans Riemer, believes that many young people will come to feel that there is something on the line in this election. He thinks elections are like stories, and when the story is compelling, more people are interested. In 1992, when youth votes spiked, Bill Clinton and Ross Perot convinced people that something important was at stake. In the next two elections, he says things fizzled. But now...
What's different about this election is that, for the first time, we have an election that is set in a historical context that could hardly be more interesting and more dramatic.
May you live in interesting times. Among the Chinese, it's a curse you wish upon your enemies. But to the activists, these interesting times bode well for a slightly bigger youth turnout than in years past. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.